outspoken Vladimir.
From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Karish reporting. A home belonging to Democratic Republic of Congo President Joseph Kabila has been burned down and a policeman died in the incident. Kabila was not in the property during the attack. It is not immediately clear who is responsible for the raid. Boko Haram jihadists made a failed Christmas Day attempt to attack Nigeria's major northeastern city of Maiduguri. They were pushed out by Nigerian soldiers after a prolonged gun battle. The jihadists opened fire on a military checkpoint on the outskirts of the city in the late afternoon on Monday, triggering a gunfight that lasted for about an hour. Boko Haram's eight-year insurgency has killed 20,000 people and displaced 2.6 million more. In recent months, attacks on military and civilian targets, as well as raids on remote villages in the northeast, have increased. Russia and China have each signaled a desire for a peaceful resolution to the tensions surrounding North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile activity. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov told state-run media on Monday that no one wants to see war on the Korean Peninsula and that he hopes the United States is not planning a military approach to resolving the situation. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokeswoman said that all countries should exercise restraint. The UN Security Council unanimously approved a resolution on Friday that limits the amount of gasoline and diesel North Korea can import. North Korea rejected the new sanctions, calling them an act of war. For more on these and other top stories, visit us online, voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA.